All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, so far on our show about recycling and waste, we've talked about phones, we've talked about electronics, but what about the old-fashioned technology that maybe we take for granted, like radiators? If you don't have central heating, then you most likely have a hulking piece of metal in your home, like me, and chances are your radiators are constantly wasting energy, spewing out unneeded heat, never giving you that Goldilocks moment when you feel just right. But our producer, Dan Tucker, found a startup that's working on a high-tech solution to this low-tech problem that might even save us some energy. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Manoush. How are you?
Okay, so, Dan, this is when the weather starts to get colder and those old metal radiators start acting really finicky. Too hot, too cold, and they also start doing this. So relaxing, isn't it?
But oh, yeah.
You found someone who can fix this banging.
Yeah, I went to visit the founder of a tech startup here in the city called Radiator Labs. And this guy, Marshall Cox, has created a device that solves many of the problems created by those old metal radiators you were talking about. He's devised, created and built from scratch, really, an enclosure. It's kind of an insulated bag that you place over the radiator, and then you can regulate how much heat comes out into the room.
So basically, you're putting your radiator in, like, a big Ziploc.
Sure. It's not made out of plastic, but you could call it a Ziploc. It does pretty much slip over the top of the radiator. And there's several temperature sensors in there. There's a fan connected to that. Those sensors communicate via wireless radio with a web interface, so you can actually change the temperature in the room through this web interface and control how much air comes out of that bag.
So this sounds really great, but, I mean, those pipes, they get piping hot, and isn't there a concern that it would catch on fire?
I talked to Cox about that. He said the bag has a flame-resistant cover. It's not going to melt or burn no matter how hot the radiator gets. And inside the bag, there's insulation that's equally heat-resistant.
I mean, it's a pretty simple idea. It's a glorified oven mitt and a fan that's controlled with pretty simple electronics.
I like that, a glorified oven mitt. That pretty much encapsulates it. You just slip it over there. Some of the other systems in the past have tried to hack the steam heat system, but Cox isn't really tinkering with the pipes or the boiler or trying to redirect steam even.
The big difference between our system and others is that we control how much heat comes from the radiator to the room, as opposed to how much steam gets from the steam system to the radiator. And it's much, much easier to control hot air than it is to control a 100 degrees Celsius gas.
Okay, so what actually happens when the temperature inside the radiator enclosure, the Ziploc bag, reaches that magic temperature?
So, yeah, you heard him mention a 100 degrees Celsius gas. So when the steam in there hits 100 degrees Celsius, it's just impossible for any more steam to come into the radiator. Thermodynamically impossible, according to Cox. Instead, it'll just then flow to the other radiators in the building. So it could go to your upstairs neighbor, for example.
Okay, so, I mean, Dan, maybe people don't realize, but in cities, and if you do this, you know how much you hate it. You're sitting there in your living room. It's so hot. There's nothing you can do about it. So you open your window on a cold winter's day. There is nothing that bothers me more than just watching the heat go out the windows. What a total waste. So if it's a big energy savings, then this is kind of a big deal, no?
Yeah. Cox thinks his device could save building owners 20 to 30% in energy costs, which would not just cut down on bills, but potentially cut down on pollution, too, because that would mean turning the boiler on less frequently. He estimates that increasing energy efficiency by that amount would be the equivalent of taking 100,000 cars off New York City streets.
Wow.
There is a little bit of bad news. You can't buy this product yet. It's still in beta.
Ah, there's the rub. Okay, so what's going on with that?
He's right now testing the Radiator Labs bag on about 110 radiators up at Columbia University. This is a project that came out of a PhD project at Columbia. So it's not exactly clear on when it will be available for residential use, but right now it's being tested commercially.
Okay, so I'm going to have to wait a while to be able to potentially solve this problem.
Yeah, you hear that banging and clanking there of the radiator. Cox says it will actually solve that problem, but it won't solve this other problem that you may know of.
Oh, no, the dreaded hiss.
Yes, the hiss. The other sound that can come out of your radiator. Now, that comes out of a steam valve, and sometimes that valve is outside of the enclosure, depending on the model, depending on what that radiator looks like. So it's not always going to solve the hissing, but it could muffle it a bit.
All right, so winter may never sound the same. Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks, Manoush.